know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yes. Once again, you're now rocking with the best. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM. And I knew I should have put in some bets tonight. I've been trying to chill on the betting. I'm down. I'm popped. The Yankees lost me most of the bets and money. Like, I think I veered off of betting on the Yankees in June. And then I tried to come back thinking that the Cincinnati Reds would be a mistake. And now I just don't gamble anymore. I'm saving up for football season. That first Sunday, anytime touchdown, lock and load me up. We're going to have plenty parlays. 888-808-1019. Ohtani's cashing bets as per usual. He just homered a three-run bomb. And I know somebody bet on Ohtani to homer. I know somebody bet on Ohtani to hit the first homer. And I know somebody bet on Ohtani to be the MVP. Looks pretty good, three innings in, but anything can happen here as the National League leads the American League 3-0 down in Arlington. And as terrible as those jerseys are, it's good to see the best of the best. I love baseball, man. I know all of these guys. They don't have to have names on the back of their jersey. I can identify all of these guys. And it's great to see Major League Baseball have all these guys. Juan Soto with a knock up the middle to drive in the first run. Marcus Semien scores. The American League is on the board. Stephen Kwan scores as well. 3-2. Here comes the AL. It's just good to see. I love baseball. Man, I grew up watching the Home Run Derby, the All-Star Game. I have memories of being at Little League World Series camp in Williamsport and going this week. And watching it there with a bunch of kids from New York, New Jersey, obviously Pennsylvania that love baseball and dreaming of being a baseball player, but I gave it up too soon. Gave it up when I was 13. Regret. It's not that big of a regret. It is what it is. Shout out to my boy Dre on Twitter. I think it was Peter in Manhattan was telling us all how we become fans. And he put out a tweet. He said, I had to laugh to stop from crying. He said, the caller says we get our team from our parents. Our dads put that hat on our head. They take us to the game. And Keith McPherson says, sounds good. Yeah, I don't recall that happening. I choose the Yankees. Like, I chose the Yankees. I choose my teams. Literally nobody chose my teams for me. I made some mistakes with those choices. But I chose my own fate. Choosing the Yankees, as much as they grind my gears, as much as they can mess with my mood, as much as they can affect my personal relationships, depending on the outcome of their games, like, great decision. Great life choice being a Yankee fan. So much has happened to me just off that one decision. 888-808-1019 as Aaron Judge steps into the batter's box. Judge is trying to hit one out again. Judge is hacking. These helmets are terrible. Like, with this Technicolor pink in the jersey, the helmets are too bright. It doesn't look right. It doesn't match. Okay, Judgey. Nope, that's another ground out. Alec Bohm makes the play, and Judge is out. Juan Soto moves to second. What do you think?
Conspiracy theory on the uniforms.
Okay.
They knew how ugly they were, and the uglier they are, the more attention they will get on social media.
Yeah.
And now everyone's watching.
2 weeks ago, I'm in the stadium, and I'm taking a picture of the All-Star hats. I'm like, nah. But that's me taking a picture, tweeting it out to 36,000 followers.
If it's just a Yankee,
if nobody saw them before then, that's free promo for them.
If it's just a Yankee hat, nobody cares.
Right?
I mean, people care about Yankees, obviously, but you get the point.
No, but if it's a regular Yankee hat, which you assume next year, I don't know. They can go back to wearing their jerseys and have a specific hat. Next year, the All-Star game's in Atlanta. I'm probably going to go.
Yeah. I loved the All-Star game as a kid because of the different uniforms.
Yeah.
Like, that's a cool aspect.
1998.
Now, again, like, the All-Star games aren't for me. They're not for you. They're for kids and sponsors, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, they're really not for us. But if you're going to make it for kids and if you're going to try to grow the game, they got to know what team they're on. Right. Like, they got to know what team they're on.
And that's the thing about baseball, too. Like, it's not, like, I know who all these guys, like, I know who David Fry is, but the casual fan is like, David Fry? Where's he from? What position does he play? We need to identify the Cleveland Guardians. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe I should know. Major League Baseball, I'm connected to too many of you guys to not have a say. I've been on MLB Network. I've been in the MLB Fan Cave. I've been tweeting about baseball my entire existence on Twitter. Hit me up. I can help out. I could put in some input, man. There's another thing that I wanted to go through, like, chart-wise, and we're about to get back to the phones at 888-808-1019. As the American League scores, Juan Soto ties it at 3-3. We got a game here, folks. I have a chart how the big four U.S. sports make their money. Pitchers Clips on Twitter, or actually Pitcher Clips on Instagram, they put out an interesting revenue split for the four major sports. I'm going to get into that later. The breakdown of how the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL make their money. And we'll take some calls on that after. But I don't want to keep people waiting on the phone. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. This guy's got a bat line or something. He's got a direct line. This guy's on the fan every day.
Yeah. I'm a retired bat guy. I love sports, so I like to listen to all you guys.
Yeah, but it's still hard to call in effectively and, like, get in. I heard you on Evan and Tiki.
Yeah.
And you were on with me last night. So you got it, man. Your phone must be, like, it pushes right through. There's a blinking bat phone light, and Paul picks it up or whoever it is.
Yeah, you know what it is, because I spend, like when I'm going to ask a question, I actually write it down and I think about what I'm going to say.
And we appreciate that. We appreciate
that. You know, I try to come up with, and I don't think I say anything dumb, you know, ever, you know, like, that doesn't make any, you might not agree with it, but not, sometimes you get calling in.
That's what it is, Mario. As soon as you say something dumb, your number's getting blocked. You won't be able to get on as easy.
So, you know, listen, the Soto situation is very interesting, you know, because today they were saying in the midday, you know, Evan was saying, because, you know, Evan really says he's not a hater of the Yankees, but he is. So he tries to always spin it in a certain way that looks negative for the Yankees.
Yeah, because, you know, WFAN hosts, we're not supposed to be biased. We're supposed to, yeah, whatever. Go ahead and say how you feel.
Yeah, so he said, he was saying that he doesn't really think it matters if the Yankees win a World Series whether Soto stays. I completely disagree with that, because I think if they win a World Series, he's going to want to stay there. They're going to give him enough money, even if it's a little bit less or whatever it is. Let's not forget, New York is not only a regional brand; it's a global brand.
Yes, sir. Especially
the Yankees.
You know.
So if you met in 12 years, if you get $100 million left in the contract, you will make that up in endorsements and other things, too. I really believe that. Because think about what Judge and Soto ultimately would be. They're going to be comparing them with Ruth and Garrick, Maurison Mantle, Griffey Matthews, Mays and McCovey, you know, when all is said and done, if they stay together. And I see them getting commercials together. So I really see, like, he doesn't want to go sign with a team where Ohtani was 6 years with one of the best players in baseball in Trout, right?
Dodgers can't afford him. Did you just see them mic'd up in the outfield the last inning, the top of the third?
No, because I was listening to you when I kept the sound off of the
When we went to break, I turned it on, and I'm like, it's just a love fest. Just Soto saying that Judge is the best player, and Judge saying that Soto's the best player, and the broadcaster saying it seems like they've played together for 10 years. It hasn't even been 10 months. And yeah, good. I'll say this. I have been blessed enough to be asked to host a lot of these events with former Yankees. And I always ask the ones that have won World Series about, because I'm dreaming about it. I'm like, what was it like when you won the World Series and you knew you were going to have the parade? And, like, I remember just this past opening day, the night before opening day, WFAN put me in Times Square with T-Mobile, and it was myself, Cecil Fielder, and Paul O'Neill. And Cecil Fielder talked about, oh, I don't think anybody celebrated more than me. I was putting on the Ritz. I tell you, boy, I had this and this. I had this outfit and cigars and champagne. We did this. And you know, Paul was talking about how, you know, he won it in Cincinnati, and he thought that that was cool, like with their fan base and what they did in Ohio. Then he saw what it was like here in New York. He's like, a completely different type of thing. But those things are forever. They were talking about 96 in 2024. If Juan Soto is able to win the World Series in 2024 with these New York Yankees, do you think he's going to go and be a Toronto Blue Jay and then come back for the 2034 reunion or the, you know, 2044 reunion. No.
Yeah.
No, he's going to want to stick around. There's no better place to play. There's no bigger brand. I watched this dude, right? He lives in a building that is either owned or shared by David Ortiz in New York. This guy is home. He's Dominican. He's got access to the food, to the haircuts, to the clubs, the places he wants to hang out, the vibes, the energy right here. Does he want to go to, I don't know what the other team is. I guess we'll say the Mets. Maybe, because he'd still be in proximity. But, like, no. If you win the World Series with the Yankees, are you going to go sign with the Mets? That's awkward. That creates just a weird. The Yankees have the money to sign him. And even if, let's play the game that they make it to the World Series and lose. You think he's not going to have the itch to get back there and win with the Yankees? After getting back to the Fall Classic, to the Mountaintop, you think he's not going to want to say, we got to run this back. Scott, figure it out with Hal and Cash. We got to run it back because we were there and we ran into the Philadelphia Phillies and they were just a juggernaut and they were pissed off from losing to the Diamondbacks the year before, losing in the World Series to the Astros the year before. They couldn't be stopped, but next year's our year.
Yep, and look, I'll leave you with this. Look what he does for Judge. Judge has 85 RBIs. There's no way if Soto was on the team, he has 85 RBIs now. No way.
I know, and that's why people were comparing 2022 to this year. No problem, Mario. You're always on. I mean, you got it, bro. You listen to the fans. Some people are on. Some people can't get on, you know. Shout to Al Cintron, who was on last night. I loved hearing him talk about Ohtani. Because anytime I could take a jab, I just took a jab at Ohtani. Like, Ohtani's cashing bets again, as per usual. But before Al got on last night, I thought C-Mac was coming in. C-Mac's off this week. I'm like, stay tuned for C-Mac. I wish I could have queued him up. But something I enjoyed last night, staying up listening to Al's show, I haven't heard too many of his shows, but he followed me. And after I do these shows, I don't go to sleep for, I'll be off air. I don't go to sleep for two and a half hours until I finally can like drive home, get something to eat, calm down, relax, and go to bed. What I loved about his show is it felt like his friends were calling. And even a friend of mine that I've made through the Yankees Twitter space, Hector called. And I was like, man, where are my friends that call? My friends don't even call. And shout out to you guys that are listening that know you don't have to call. I'm like beyond it. I've made friends with WFAN callers. I have consistent callers that call a fan. But like my high school friends, my college friends, my friends that I worked with that all kind of follow me on, they don't call. They don't call to pick me up. And also it's not the overnight. And the overnight it can be a little quiet where you kind of need a little help from your friends. But I thought that was cool that he had, you know, multiple people calling in, checking in with him where you could tell he's talking to someone that he knows. 888-808-1019. Support your friends the same way you support strangers, the same way you give your money to people that you will never see, that you'll never meet. Support your friends. Support your people that you watch come from nothing and turn into something. And now watching this game, it's tied 3-3. Now watching this game, I'm like, where do we go next? We talked about just now Juan Soto and the World Series, and I've been talking to Yankee fans, and you know, the thing about Yankee fans is it's the greatest rivalry in the sport, right? Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We'll agree to disagree. Mets fans are agreeing to disagree on Pete Alonso right now, but Yankee fans disagree on everything. So, you know, I'll come out with a take about the Yankees and say they're fake poverty or they're fake elite, they're poverty. What I'm saying is they have a high payroll. They have this great tradition of excellence in history, and then they're getting swept by the Cincinnati Reds in their building. They're blowing games to the Boston Red Sox, can't beat the Red Sox, can't beat the Tampa Bay Rays. It's not right. Does it mean that I hate the Yankees? No, quite the opposite. I hate that the Yankees are losing. I hate that the Yankees are not the Yankees. I hate that the Yankees that I got brainwashed into loving as a kid, it's never happening again. But they have Juan Soto. They have Aaron Judge. They can hit the jackpot again. And call up a Ben Rice, who I'm like, nah, they're not going to call up Ben Rice. The kid's not ready. And he comes up and he's historic. They have Gerrit Cole. They can bring Marcus Stroman here. And despite what all of the hater Yankee fans said versus the ones in support, Stroman's been decent. So what I'm saying is, man, we can agree to disagree, but we can all agree on one thing. We want that World Series. We want 28. We want that parade. We'll all be there. And what I don't understand is the Yankee fan who wants their take to be right more than the team to get right. You feel me? Like, if you want to fire Cashman so bad, you want to see the team crash and burn, you're not a real fan. And I'm never fan police. I'm never one to tell you who's a fan and who's not, but you're not really the fan. You're not really the fan that you say you are if you're rooting for, oh, well, Brian Cashman brought Carlos Rodon in. I hope he loses every single game and they fire Cash. What are you doing? What are you talking about? We want to win. We want to win. So I think we all agree that we want to get to the championship. It's been 15 years. You know, it's unfortunate that kids under 20, some kids even under like 23, they can't remember that. But if this is the year, I would love to be so wrong about this team. I had another take, and shout out to WFAN, digital team, making the quote cards. I think that's been solid. But I also know what happens with quote cards. I used to work in social media digital as well. You know, you can take a quote card of Tiki Barber and a quote that says, "You're dead to me." And people don't hear the context or the audio, and they helicopter in, and they say, "Bah, bah, 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 oh, you can't say that. Oh, you're taking it." And it's like, wait, you don't understand how we got to this quote. And so I go back and forth with people all day. I engage. I understand, right? You can make someone's day, even a hater. Someone that claims they hate my guts is listening to my show right now. They'll tweet at me, and I reply to 90% of tweets. But even if they hate me, that's the difference between being like, nah, actually, I'm a fan. And so I try to go out of my way to go back and forth, but it gets contentious. And I'm not about to go back and forth with you all day. I got stuff to do. I'm not going to argue with you all day. The argument ends with, yeah, the Yankees have underperformed. Yeah, the Yankees have let us down. Yeah, that Sunday loss was heartbreaking. But they do have it in front of them. I hope they're relaxing outside of the three guys that are playing. I can't wait to see Clay Holmes enter this game. I hope they come back in the second half, get Giancarlo Stanton back, get, I don't know, Scott Efrost, JT Brubaker back. And I hope Brian Cashman is so mad that he goes out and has a great trade deadline, gets rid of some dead weight, and brings in some ball players. And they look at this. Please go look up the Yankee schedule. As much as I feared June, as much as I was telling you in April about the gauntlet they were going to go through, I don't fear the second half. I already know what's going to happen. They're going to win games. They're going to right the ship. But what I fear is the little warts, the little holes, the little issues they have are going to rear their ugly head again in October. And I don't want to be hurt again. I don't want to be hurt again. 888-808-1019. We got to take a break. Yankee fans, call me up. It's not as negative of a conversation around the Yankees. We're getting a break from the Yankees. They'll be back, and I'll probably see you there Friday. I'm definitely going to these games. Friday, Sunday, I think I'm going. I'll probably go to both Subway Series games in the Bronx because I'm like that. And as much as I say what I say about the team or Cashman or Boone or whoever, you know I'm never changing those pinstripes. I bleed pinstripes. I'm a Yankee fan. Keith McPherson on the fan.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on the fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Regulators, mount up. We're at the halfway point of my five-hour sports talk show. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We call this KM to AM. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for calling 888-808-1019. Call now if you want to speak on anything that we've gone over tonight, from Pete Alonso's flop last night in the home run derby, what that means for him in the second half, what's that going to mean at the trade deadline, if the Mets are going to trade him, what that means for him in the offseason, what's his contract going to look like. I did see him get interviewed about Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Lindor not being there, and he said he wishes they were there. Of course. Of course he wishes he had some buddies there outside of Candelita, who's not allowed in the clubhouse. Anywho, watching this All-Star game, but I wish I was watching Hard Knocks. I am fascinated by the off-season Hard Knocks. I don't think many teams are going to... I think you rather have the preseason, and call me up if you disagree. I think you rather have the cameras rolling for preseason training camp than a behind-the-scenes look at how you made your decisions and moves and roster. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are live tweeting this right now. Spoiler alert on Twitter. If you can't get to it, if you're driving right now or you're working right now and you can't get to it, I'm not going to spoil it for you either, because people are spoiling it for me. But this episode, they're going through all the, excuse me, they're going through all the Saquon Barkley numbers, and they're going through the contract. And of course, in the trailer, you saw that quote from John Mara talking about, I have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that. He's the most popular player we have by far. And Joe Shane and Brian Daboll said, no, we need to be the most popular players. And Saquon is gone. 888-808-1019. This NFL season is going to be great. I mean, it's great every year, but it's going to be great here in New York. I can't wait to see what the Giants are, what Daniel Jones is, what Malik Nabers is, what that defense is with Brian Burns and Sexy Dexy and Kayvon. I can't wait to see the Jets actually run their offense, Nathaniel Hackett, get it together. But before we get to that, the second half will start on Friday for Major League Baseball. And before the break, we were talking about Juan Soto and him winning a World Series with the Yankees, or getting to the World Series and losing, or not getting to a World Series at all. Will that have any impact? For those of you that say that Juan Soto is just going to take the most money, I just don't think that's true. We're in a world now where guys like Jalen Brunson are leaving money on the table to be in New York, to be where they want to be, to win. And I'm not saying Juan Soto is anywhere near Jalen Brunson. His dad doesn't coach the team. His friends that he grew up with are not on the team. But we're just not in that world anymore. J.D. Martinez turned down the most money from the San Francisco Giants. He didn't want to live there. He didn't want to play there. He didn't think that they had a chance to make it to the postseason compared to the Mets. There's a bunch of other examples, right? You're hearing now, the Tampa Bay Rays offered Judge all this money, and, you know, Florida with no state income tax and what it could have been, and Judge didn't care. He's not going there. Padres offered him $400 million, not going there. There's more to it. And what I say, not knowing, you know, not having any clue what it's like to be rich or have millions, but I could just guess. When you get to having that much money coming in, it's too much money for you to spend. When you have that much money coming in every week, every 2 weeks, every month, it just starts to pile up. These guys are already rich. They're not going to be able to spend. Like, the difference between $500 million and $550 million, choosing your happiness, choosing where you want to be, the team you want to be on, the jersey one, I think it means more to some of these guys than an extra $50 million. But I could be wrong. We'll see. We got a lot of time to get there. Let's talk about the second half. In this next half before we break, I want to go through the New York Yankees second half schedule. I did this last night, and I did this with the Mets as well. And then I also want to go to that breakdown of the four major sports and how they make money and see what you guys think. But now I've planted the seed for Hard Knocks. We've talked about Devontae Adams. We've talked about Pete Alonso. We've talked about Juan Soto, the Yankees. I mean, I started off the show with Aaron Boone mentioning what Keith McPherson always says. And we've obviously talked about Bronny James tonight, too. Anybody that wants to chime in on that, go ahead. I will get to Brandon Ayuk at some point. And definitely going to talk about Hard Knocks at some point as well. Oh, and you know, the best booth in baseball, the Yes Network and Michael Kay. Will is in Belmore on the Fan. What's up, Will?
Yo, Keith, man. What's going on? You know me. I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm sorry. Gary, Keith, and Ron are the best booth in baseball. They are.
According to who?
They just have chemistry together.
According to who?
According to people on... According to who? It's been voted by the... It's on there on social media. It's out there.
I don't be watching
it. It's out there, bro. It is.
Not me. I got to check those rankings again. I thought they had Gary, Keith, and Ron at 22, and the Kaster at 1.
Again, everybody has their own thoughts and opinions, but it's out there. They are apparently the number one, according to social media, to somebody anyway. But I called in because of the whole Juan Soto situation, and I listened to a couple of callers before you gave me the opportunity to talk. And listen, Juan Soto has changed around the complexion of the lineup for the Yankees completely. There's no doubt about it. A couple of years ago, this team was basically a majority right-handed group. And now with Soto here, being the talent that he is, the top 10 player in the game, no doubt about it, he has changed the complexion of the lineup for the Yankees. Now, having said that, you mentioned that if the Yankees were to win the World Series, he would resign here. And I'm saying this right now. I remember back in 2011. I know it's a different scenario. I remember back in 2011 when Albert Pujols had that great World Series, and he wound up signing with the Anaheim Angels, the Los Angeles Angels with Anaheim, whatever you want to call them. He went over to L.A., and it shocked everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, it shocked everybody. But he went. He left after having that great renaissance of in October. And, you know, everybody was perplexed. Why did he go? All that stuff. He got the most money. He wound up playing with, you know, Mike Trout. And at the time, Josh Hamilton was still on top of his game. And on top of that, like, you know, we look and we say, we don't know what these people's financial situations are behind closed doors, nor should we know about it. You know, that's their situation for sure. I hear you, what you're saying, Keith, for sure, on, you know, Juan Soto wanting to be here in New York. Again, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors with this agent and with other teams. None of us know. But the bottom line is, we've seen it before where a player has won a World Series and has literally been on top of his game in Albert Pujols. And he wound up leaving the Cardinals, a rich baseball traditional team, to go to the Angels because he had a lot of money. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I got you. Thanks for the call, and I'll counter. That was 13 years ago. I'm talking about today, 2024. I use the example of Brunson. I use the example of J.D. Martinez. I use the example of Aaron Judge. Albert Pujols ended up coming back to the Cardinals. Albert Pujols probably thought at the time, I'm going to take the most money and I'm going to leave Missouri and I'm going to go to California. That's so different than Juan Soto winning the World Series with the Yankees and deciding there's nowhere else I need to be. I'm going down in history as a World Series champion New York Yankee. This World Series is in 4K on everybody's phones. I'm immortalized here. I don't need to go anywhere else. Now, there's another side of it. I've taken calls where a caller will say, hey, Keith, first time, long time, love your show. Would you rather the Yankees win the World Series and lose Juan Soto? Or lose the World Series this year and keep Juan Soto? And what do you think my answer would be? My answer is to win the World Series. Stop right there. Win the World Series. Every baseball season I watch, win the World Series. The end. Win it all. Be the last team standing. Win the Fall Classic. Bring a parade back to New York. Like, the end. Because it's not about one guy. If the Yankees were to win this World Series and say, we don't have to pay Juan Soto. He was here for the year. We got what we wanted out of the trade. We're not going to offer him more money than Steve Cohen or the Nationals or the Giants or the Blue Jays. If he wants to be here, we have the leverage. If he wants to be in pinstripe, he'll take the team-friendly deal that's not going to handcuff us in the future. 888-808-1019. And I say, that's fine, Cash. That's fine, Hal. I feel you. And I'll be drunk somewhere having the third or fifth or fourth World Series party. If the Yankees win the World Series, I'm DJing a party. I'm MCing a party. I'm bartending a party. We will not stop partying until we'll have a Thanksgiving party. Black Friday party. We'll have a Christmas party. It'll all be World Series theme. It will not stop. Even when the New Year starts, like, it will continue on and on and on and on. We will live in that one. We will live in that one. And it's bigger than one guy. It's bigger than Juan Soto. As great as he is, it's bigger than him. Alex is in Belleville, New Jersey, next up on the Fan. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call. You're funny there, though. I had a laugh. But listen, the whole Juan Soto issue. First of all, behind the scenes, right? Because a few of my friends, he actually built a house next to David Ortiz. I don't know if you know Dominican Republic, right? Mm-hmm. The guy's a little arrogant.
He shuffles and he pounds his hip after every pitch.
Yeah, but personally, I heard, it was a grapevine, that he wasn't getting along with the dugout in San Diego. You know, and yep. He was roughing
Machado.
Yeah. Right. And then again, in arbitration, they gave him 31. Isn't that what he's worth? I mean, I don't know why people keep putting a five in front of his name. I don't think he scored five.
Because of the years. He's 25.
He did that, though. Again, remember, he won a World Series, mm-hmm. and then he rejected four, right? So he did that. It's almost like put it out there, right? Because mm-hmm. he's young. He knows. Again, we're betting on his future. In baseball, it's always what have you done, your resume, and then we pay you. It's not what you're going to do unless, you know, let's give you just because, again, he put it out there, which is smart. I mean, I would do it too. You know, he's young, betting on himself. But, he's not a Brunson. He's not going to give us a discount. No. Absolutely not. On top of that, Scott Burrows is his agent.
But check me out. It's not their world anymore. They don't control anything anymore. All of these teams laughed at Scott Boras and said, no, we're not signing Cody Bellinger to that deal. We're not signing Blake Snell to that deal. We're not signing Jordan Montgomery, yes. JD Martinez, or Matt Chapman to these long-term deals so that you can be rich over time.
Finally, yes. I agree with you 100%.
So what if Juan Soto at 25 can't get the 13-year deal that we think? What if he can't get a 10-year deal? What if there's no team willing to give him more than 7 or 8 years? Then it changes.
Listen, they gave Ohtani 70. That's ridiculous. But, you know what I mean? Someone crazy out there will give it
Ohtani,
to him, but he's not worth it.
Thanks for the call. What did I just hit here? I just hit something on the screen. It came up yes, no. You ever see that? I don't know. I just tapped something trying to drop the call. I think I hit quit, and it came up yes, no, whether I want to quit. No, I do not want to quit the phone app here. Right back to it. I lost my train of thought. Please stop mentioning Ohtani. Can we stop with Ohtani? There is only one Ohtani. Nobody else is getting an Ohtani-type deal. Ohtani represents two players. He is two men in one. Not this year, he's half man, half amazing. But next year, he's going to be on the mound for the Dodgers and DHing for the Dodgers. There is nobody else in baseball like that. And can I remind you, the amount of revenue this man brings in from Japan. There is no, that is why he is the actual unicorn. That is why his people were able to finesse for that $700 million contract. And it is deferred money. So please, I just keep hearing people like, Ohtani got $700 million. I saw an article the other day. Patrick Mahomes got $500 million. Shohei Ohtani got $700 million. Will Juan Soto be the next $500 million athlete? He could be. But more and more, I'm saying, nah. Mm-mm. Baseball's not doing that. Aaron Judge was able to get $40 million a year as a right fielder. Let's say Juan Soto gets $40 million a year as a right fielder. 40 times 10 is 400. Let's say Juan Soto at 25 is able to get the 13-year contract. That puts him over 500 at 520. Does that one go out? It does go out. So Corey Seager, he hit a foul homer, which is not a homer, off Hunter Green. Then he squared another one up, warning track power, right to the like wall. And then Jaron Duran comes up, and he must have seen something. This is what I want the Yankees to do more. Watch the batter in front of you. Watch the guys at bat in front of you and what the pitcher throws at them and see how they swing or don't swing. And then when you step in the box, as a left-handed hitter facing Hunter Green throwing 100 miles an hour, be ready to turn on one of those fastballs that he threw right over the middle of the plate. That ball is gone. American League up 4-3 down in Arlington. This is actually good. This is more entertaining than the Derby, and this is or 5-3, there was a runner on base. This is actually more entertaining than the last two All-Star games, and they were low scoring. They've scored more runs in the first three innings than the last two All-Star games combined. 8 runs scored. This is entertaining. If you're not watching the All-Star game as a baseball fan, you're missing out. Here we go. But yeah, back to the Juan Soto conversation. He did turn down $440 million from the Nationals. It's the Nationals. He already won a World Series there. Moving on. Somebody told him when he was young that he would be a New York Yankee. It was like some type of prophecy. Oh, you're definitely going to be a Yankee. Because people look at the Yankees' revenue and what the Yankees were and how the Yankees used to go out and buy players. And they're like, oh, eventually there's only going to be one team that actually can afford to pay you with you being started as a baby, 20 years old in the league. I think this. I think that the Yankees have the money to pay Juan Soto. I think the Yankees have a foot up in the game because Juan Soto is a Yankee. But I also think they have a line. I also think they have a limit. Same as they did with Yamamoto. Nah, Yamamoto was supposed to be like a $250 million guy. When it got over $300, we're out. So we'll see. It's all speculation. It's all talk. Nobody really knows. But I do know that baseball has turned on Scott Boras. He doesn't have all of this power that we love to bestow on him. And Juan Soto hired Scott Boras, not the other way around. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We're talking Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, contracts, two Scott Boras clients. We're talking home run derby, all-star game, Bronny James, Devontae Adams. I'm going to bring the Brandon Ayuk conversation in. And, I mean, a bunch of other things. We've got plenty of time. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Good beat. Good jam, Paulie. I was listening to your show, and I don't know if you requested it or not. You dropped Electric Feel by MGMT. I was like, yeah, I hadn't heard that on the Fan. I was like, that one's a great rejoin. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Thanks for sticking with us or joining us. Approaching the 10 o'clock hour here. I'm going to go right to the phone, and then when we come back inside the 10 o'clock hour, I'll reset and bring the topics back, and we've got two more hours. 11 o'clock will be the Casamigos big shot of the night, and really like open mic where you can bring in topics or questions about sports that I haven't brought to the table yet, and then that'll be the show at midnight. 888-808-1019, watching the All-Star game, still 5-3 AL, and we started talking about Juan Soto and a bunch of other things. So John is in Cranford. What's up, John? You got it. Oh, no. See, since I... Paulie, this is what I was saying. Since I hit that, how do I do this now? Oh, no. What did I do? we got these new screens in here. Check this out. It's touchscreen. I don't know how I even did that. I didn't exit the program. See, that's where it says yes or no. You're going to exit the program? You're going to restart? Sorry, John and Cranford Hole, bro. We got these new screens in here. They're better than the screens that were in here. But somehow, when I went to drop the call and hit quit, I moved the screen where I zoomed in too much. See if you can... Now, those are way different calls now. Oh, no, they're the same calls. Where'd John and Cranford go? I guess he dropped off. No, you got it.
Hey.
There he is. Hey. The wizard.
Keith.
The glue guy.
Keith.
Paul,
Keith,
Paul got
how
you
doing?
On. I'm good. Thanks, John. I panicked for a second. I'm like, yeah, what is this?
Hey, real quick. Keith, when did you play for Ocean Township? What years?
I started varsity my sophomore year, 2003. Junior year, 2004. We won a state championship, 2005, my senior year.
So who did you play for?
Sal Spompanato, Don Klein, Lambusta.
Right, I got you. Mm-hmm. So I coached against Donnie when I was at Neptune. I was a head coach at Neptune.
We used to scrimmage you guys at Neptune.
Yeah, but we actually played your regular season, beat you on a fake two-point conversion.
Not me.
Not you. If you were there, we probably would have lost. But then I went to Montclair, and I coached Josh Hines Allen, the real Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm at Elizabeth as the head football coach. But let's talk about Soto for a second. I love you guys. You Yankee fans are unbelievable. And they're my second favorite team, but, you know, I'm one of those weird people. I'm a Mets Yankee fan. And I just think that, you know, you said, I agree with you. Take the World Series, and if you don't sign Soto, great. But right now, the way you guys are playing, I don't even think how you can even talk about a World Series right now.
Me either. I'm right there with you. That's what I said. I leaned into it yesterday that how can I look at this team and talk World Series? Nah, but
you know,
more positive
and
energy tonight.
I've been to more World Series games for the Yankees than I have been for the Mets, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. But, you know, you put a plethora of things up. As a Met fan, Pete Alonso. And I know that he's got that agent. You know, And, you know, same one as Soto. But the way Pete's playing right now, maybe the Mets get him on a steal.
No, of course. That's the whole thing.
You know,
he's not going to cost as much as everybody thought or is still thinking. He's going to test the market and come back. And Steve Cohen's going to be the highest bidder and the best option for him. And it's going to work for both parties.
I agree 100%. I agree there. And then let's go with my football expertise. You're talking about Brian Aiyuk from San Fran?
Yeah, Brent.
So when we talk baseball, Brent, yeah, sorry. When you talk baseball, you're talking about a five-tool player in football. But that man can do everything. He can run the football. He catches the football. And, you know, you have McCaffrey in the backfield. I really think, you know, Kittle at tight end. I really think they got to go out. If the 49ers want to keep being an elite team, they gotta sign that guy. Yeah. And if not, whoever gets him, forget about it. I think he's the number one for anybody else.
Yeah, thanks for the call, John, and that queued me up for that. Brandon Aiyuk, in my opinion, should stay. I think he's in a great situation, but he's upset. He only had, what, three targets in the Super Bowl? He could be a number one, but yeah, why do you want to go play for the Carolina Panthers and get all these, I don't know. I think that he works well in that offense. I think he can be a number one wide receiver, but he is what he is because he's not being double teamed. He's able to shine. He's able to be wide open. Brock Purdy can hit him in the middle of the field because they got to worry about Debo and Kittle and Christian McCaffrey. It's not going to be so easy if you go to the Los Angeles Chargers. We'll do the IU conversation when we come back. We got a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.